Hello.
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 Hi, my name
Hello.
is Karen. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay,
Can
my
you?
name is Karen. I'm calling from Nation Safe. I'm calling from Emergency Roadside Assistance. You're in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I hit a deer and my tire's fucked up now on my tire's flat. And my whole car is fucked up.
So you need to do a claim, or you just needed to.
I need a tire change and I'm gonna do a claim in the morning.
All right, say your first name, your last name, and the phone number.
Amaya, spelled AMAYA Williams. And my phone number is 512-539-9571.
Oh, okay, thank you so much. So you've been in an accident. So what we're going to do is we're going to connect you to the claims department because they will have to do this,
I
do
need
the ticket
somebody to
for
come
you.
fix my car. I need somebody to fix my tire. I'm not even in my state right now. I'm in Texas. I'm from Colorado. I need somebody to fix my car so I can go back home.
Right. So being that you were in an accident, I just spoke to the manager. You have to go. I'm just going to connect you to the claim department, and they're going to go ahead and do your ticket, and then we'll go back, and then we'll be able to send out a tow, no matter what state you're
I
in.
don't need a
Okay.
tow. I just need somebody to fix my tire. I don't need a tow. I need to go back home. I'm in Texas right now. I need to drive back to Colorado, but my car, I need my tire to be fixed. That's all I need. I just need my tire, my right side back tire needs to be fixed because it's flat right now. I can get my door fixed later. It's not a big issue, but I can drive. I just need my tire fixed, ma'am.
Do you have a spare tire?
I'm pretty sure it's in the trunk. I'm not entirely sure. Let me look real quick. Let me see if it's in the trunk. Hold on. Yes, ma'am, I have a spare tire. It's a donut, though. And I'm in Texas, like I said, I need to drive 12 hours back home. And I don't know if that'd be smart to drive on a donut.
Right, don't 12 hours on a donut.
Yeah, I don't think that'd be the smartest idea. So I probably need to just buy a new one out of pocket, I guess.
Okay, so now what would you like to do, ma'am? I'm so sorry.
Well, do you guys provide roadside assistance in Texas?
You can get roadside assistance anywhere. We just don't bring tires to the customer. They don't bring tires and these.
Don't know. I guess I just need somebody to come put this donut on my car.
Okay. If the car is damaged and everything on the front, you have to report it to the claims department.
I'll report it to the claims department, but I cannot afford to get my car towed right now. I got to go back home. I got to go to court on the 8th.
Right. I definitely understand everything that you're saying, but did they give you a ticket number, the claims department?
Let me see. No, it's
Okay.
just all they said. I didn't process a claim. I just was trying to get a hold of roadside assistance for about the past 30 minutes.
Right. So what I'm
5 a.m.
gonna do is, being that you was in an accident, I'm just gonna go ahead and get you over to the claims department so that they can go ahead and we can continue to assist you because of the accident and the damages on the vehicle, and this call has been recorded. So I do apologize. So just hold on a second. Let me get you right to that department. I do also want to say thank you so much for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. I'm sorry you was in an accident.
Can you get somebody out here, ma'am? Can you get somebody out here to put this donut on my car? That's
yeah,
all I care about. I'll file a claim later. I don't care about that. I need to go home right now. I need somebody to come put this donut on my car. I don't need to be having my shit towed right now. I don't need to be making, like, I need my car fixed. It's 5 a.m. and I need to go home. Please, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to yell at you, but I don't really care about that right now. I'll make a claim later. I need my shit fixed right now.
Okay, so once again, let me place you on a brief hold, okay? Thank you.
Okay. Well, you come put this fucking goddamn donut on my car. Fucking pussy. Bro, and I'm not talking about this insurance company, I'm talking about this motherfucker. I can't believe that shit, bro. Can't believe this shit.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm sorry about that. What are the damages on the vehicle, ma'am?
My tire, my front side, my front driver's side door in the back, and my fucking, my rear view mirror on the driver's side, and my front right side of my car.
Oh, I'm so sorry you had to go through all this. Rear view mirror. And it's bashed in on the left and the right side?
No, just the right side. I mean just the left side. And then on the right side, the back tire is dead or flat. Oh, my God.
And you're in Texas trying to drive to what state? I'm sorry, we just got to write all this out.
I got to go back to Colorado.
All right. I'm just, because I have to, just bear with me. I'm just waiting on a response from my supervisor, because normally with the accidents, just trying to see if we can just go ahead and do this. Okay, and your first name?
Amaya.
Last name?
Williams.
Phone number?
512-539-9571.
Thank you. Would you like to receive mobile texting updates?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Message and data rates may apply. May I please have your policy number?
1 second. C-O-0-0-1-0-5-2-8-M.
Okay, you said C as in Charlie, 0. C as in Charlie, you said 0 or O?
O.
Okay, C as in Charlie, O as in Oscar, 2 0 1 0 5 2, the number 8, M as in Mike, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. All right, so that's not pulling up, that policy number. Let me try your phone number. All right, so I put the phone number in as well. It's not pulling up. Do you have the 8 digits of the VIN number? Ma'am, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, do you have the 8 digit of the VIN number? Because so far none of your information is pulling up.
8 digits?
Yeah, the last 8 digits of your VIN number. Digits or either alphabets.
Yeah, GE074176.
All right, I have Golf Echo 074176.
GE. Is that what you said, the first two?
That is correct.
Yeah.
All right, so I've tried the VIN number 2. That's not pulling up as well. We still have another way we could try to find it. Do you see your effective date or producer code or plan letter?
October 8th, 2022 is my effective date. I just got this fucking car. I'm sorry, excuse my French. I just got this car last month.
You said October the 8th.
Yes.
2022. Do you see anything that says producer code or plan letter?
No, I just see policy number, effective date, year, make, model, agent, insured, all that.
Okay, so it's coming up saying that the customer will need to pay out of the pocket for the service today. You could submit for reimbursement consideration. Would you like for me to continue?
How much?
I'm not sure. We would have to go through the whole process and see whatever they would charge the provider.
All right, yeah. Nothing else.
Okay, so the information I'm asking you is your home information, not where you're at right now. What's your home state?
Colorado.
And your home address, please.
One, one, two, zero, zero, East Dart, D-A-R-T, Mouth, M-O-U-T-H.
I'm sorry, M-O...
U-T-H, Mouth.
Okay.
Avenue, apartment 359 in Aurora, Colorado.
Spell me the city, please.
A-U-R-O-R-A, Aurora.
Your zip code, please.
80014.
Thank you. What's the year of the vehicle?
2016.
2016?
Yes.
What's the make, please?
Honda Civic.
What's color?
Dark gray.
Thank you. This call is made up for you to pay the service provider directly, then send those expenses in for reimbursement consideration. Would you like for me to continue?
How much is it?
I'm not sure. I have to go through the process, so I have much questions more I have to ask before to let me get to the providers. So would you like for me to continue?
I guess.
All right, so these are a couple of questions I need to ask. These answers are either yes or no. Is there a good spare tire in the vehicle?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have more than one flat?
No.
Thank you. Does your vehicle have locking hubcap/wheels?
No.
Thank you. Do you have the key for the hubcap/wheels?
Oh, sorry, what?
Do you have the key for the hubcap/wheels?
I don't know what you mean. Do I have the key to the car?
Do you have the key to the hubcaps? Your hubcaps on your tire? Yes or no?
I don't know what that is, ma'am. To be honest with you, I don't know.
Right. The hubcaps on your tires. You have tires and the little rim around the thing, around the tires, are called hubcaps. To the best of your ability to get to the next question, just yes or either no. Do you have the key for the hubcap/wheels?
I guess. I don't fucking know. Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then does your spare tire require special tools to remove it?
Probably. Yes, I guess.
Do you have the tool to remove the spare?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. You are with the vehicle, correct?
Yes.
All right. So starting with the address where you're located at.
All right, ma'am, never mind. Let's just drop this whole thing. I have my friend coming to help me out. I'm not trying to pay $500 for this.
I understand. I'm so glad that everything's going to go well for you. I do want to say thank you so much for calling the Emergency Roadside Assistance. You be safe, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure. Bye-bye.